Hello everybody, my name is Uzaidi and welcome to Tourism in Malaysia podcast. Today's episode is about who are the biggest spenders on tourism and who received the most tourism spending. Getting smaller, and that's what a lot of us saying. And with this globalization and a growing trend in the traveling have increased the number of people visiting foreign countries each year, and this has brought with its increased GDP growth due to tourism spending. In fact, travel and tourism's contribution to world GDP grew for the 7th consecutive year in 2018. That's fantastic, eh? In addition, global visitor exports, which is the money spent by foreign visitors, accounted for 6.6% of total world's exports. And that's almost 30% of the total world services exports. That's amazing. And this has been increasing despite of the instability of the global main economic sectors, such as oil and gas sector, commodities, and even manufacturing sectors. So now, we know that tourism spend and receive is very important to the nations. But which countries are spending the most on tourism? Based on the World Travel Tourism Council data and analysis, the amount spent by 45 of the most visited countries, according to the UN World Tourism Ranking, on outbound tourism and compare it to the amount spent on inbound tourism. Here are some of the outlook, which reveal the top 5 biggest spenders on tourism. Number 5 goes to France. $47.8 billion. That means that French tourists spend almost $48 billion when they go out for holiday and trips abroad. Number 4 goes to Britain, where the British spends about $72.8 billion when they go out for holidays and trips abroad. And number 3 goes to Germany, where the Germans spend almost $87 billion, to be exact, $86.8 billion, when they go out for holidays and trips abroad. And number 2, USA. The Americans spends $151.4 billion. That's a huge amount. And not only that, there are more. There is one country with top of the pop. That is China. The Chinese spends $289.4 billion on holiday and trips abroad. So guys, China is the country who spend the most on their holiday and trips abroad out of all the most visited countries on the list. And the Chinese spend about $289.4 billion on outbound tourism. And that's huge. That's fantastic. That's a freaking huge, man. When Chinese tourists come and visit to a certain area, they will spend money, and this is good for the local economy. And now let's see which countries receive the most tourism spending. Well, the top 5 countries who receive the most tourism spending. Number 5 goes to France, where they receive $46.8 billion. And Thailand, they receive $53.7 billion. That makes Thailand number 4. Number 3 goes to Spain. They receive $65.7 billion on tourism spending. And the number 1 on the outbound, China. For inbound, they receive $119.7 billion. Makes them number 2. And number 1, USA, where they receive $212.3 billion. That's huge, man. But interesting thing to see, the Thailand breaks out of the patent. You see, Thailand's locals, Thais, they spend about $8.4 billion on the outbound tourism. They goes to Japan, they goes to Vietnam, they goes to China, and they spend about $8.4 billion on outbound tourism. But the country receive a healthy $53.7 US billion into their economy from travelers from all over the world. And this is almost about, about 6.5 times more than what they're spending. And that if it's a company, if it's in company, it's sum up with 45.3 billion in profit. This is what the Thai receive, 45.3 billion in profit. That's huge, man. And the countries who are almost about 50-50 on the outbound and inbound tourism, the France and the Netherlands, each have only a difference about $1 billion between their two figures from the outbound and the inbound receive, which both of the European countries spending a billion more on their outbound tourisms. What about the ASEAN countries?
Well, in ASEAN countries, in addition to Thailand, Indonesia spends about $8.7 US billion in outbound, while receive in US$13 billion in inbound. So while Singapore has a different scenario, it's special where the Singaporean spends about $21.7 billion when they go out for holidays and trips, and there is a big deficit between $21.7 and $13 billion. What about Malaysia? Where do we stand in? So according to the statistics, Malaysians spends US$9.2 billion on outbound tourism and receive $17.5 billion in inbound tourism. Yes, that's profit for our nation of Malaysia. Profit about US$8 billion for us. So even though we Malaysians love to travel abroad, love to go to Korea, to Jeju Island, to Osaka, to all the Japanese destinations, but the fact is, Malaysia receive more than what we spend abroad, shows that the inbound industry here in Malaysia is alive and kicking. So this is one of the good reasons why Malaysians travel agents should venture into inbound tourisms. And as we know, a lot of Malaysian travel agents are promoting overseas packages, overseas destinations. And with this finding, I hope we encourage more and more registered travel agents to start in promoting Malaysia. The question is, how do we start in venturing inbound tourism? The good news is, Mita and Tourism Productivity Nexus are organizing series of inbound tourism bootcamp where you will get to know how to start in inbound tourism's industry and expand your global markets.
It's just a jump start for your companies, your business to venture into inbounds and accelerate your business in the global market. That's good, huh? For further information, please email mita@mita.my. And let's go inbound. Well, guys, Malaysia is one of the top destinations in the world. So please take advantage of it. Until then, see you in next episode. Always think tourism and act tourism. Assalamualaikum.